Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, the publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women in business by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our guest today is the founder and CEO of the Nightingale Firm. She is also a certified coach, teacher, and speaker with the John Maxwell team. Her stellar professional career includes Johns Hopkins University, University of Miami, State University New York, Stony Brook, Fogarty Fellowships Abroad, Jonas Center for Nursing and Veterans Healthcare, and Clinical Research Nursing at the National Institutes of Health, all before the marvelous age of 30. Today, she is a clinical assistant professor at Georgia State University. Dr. Kim is passionate about coaching nurse leaders on how to operate confidently in their leadership and retain the nursing talent they hire. As a millennial nurse expert, Dr. Kim brings an energetic, innovative, and holistic approach to her clients. We are so honored to have back on the show today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class women professionals. Dr. Kim, welcome back once again to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Thank you. Glad to be back. Always excited with your energy. Always.
By popular demand. How about that? Dr. Kim, we know you are extremely busy, and so we don't want to take up too much of your time this morning. So if it's all right with you, I'd like to get right into it, okay?
Absolutely.
Because today, you know, we're going to be talking about cracking the code on millennial nurses, recruitment, retention, and leadership. So just to be clear, Dr. Kim, who are millennial nurses?
Well, thank you. Thank you again for having me. Millennial nurses are pretty much the future of nursing, and they are near and dear to my heart. So when we talk about millennials, we're talking about anyone born between 1978 and 2002. And they're essentially the future of nursing. So before the millennials, we had baby boomers, and there are about 77 million baby boomers in the U.S. Now we have the millennial nurses, the millennial generation coming up, and there are about 88 million of them. And so as a nurse, they are the future of my profession.
Well, why does the industry need to be concerned about recruitment, retention, and leadership of this particular group of nurses?
Because they're not like any other previous generation of nurses. And when I coach nursing leadership, they're often faced with the challenge of, well, how do I get through to the young, they call them young nurses or the baby nurses, to the millennial nurses. Number one, I tell them stop calling them baby nurses because they're not babies. They are professionals who just happen to be younger than they are. But we need to be concerned about them because for a long time, the baby boomers' traditional mindset was graduate from nursing school, find a nursing job, and stay there for as long as possible. And it wasn't unusual for baby boomers to stay in a nursing position for 20, 25, 30 years or more. Millennial nurses don't think that way. I teach a lot of millennial nurses. I work with a lot of millennial nurses. We have to take into context when they were born. You know, this is, as I said in the last interview, this is one of the most exciting times to be alive. This is the generation that grew up learning what the internet was and having access to information. And so they learn at an incredible pace. They are omnivorous consumers of information. And so that also means that they have a higher need for quick reward turnovers and you know, progressing through life very quickly. This is important because right now we're having a huge nursing shortage. And unless we can figure out how to keep millennials in nursing and keep them happy, we're going to continue to have a huge nursing shortage, which will impact healthcare. And so for leaders, we have to figure out how to connect with millennials to recruit them. We have to figure out what their values are. Values are very important to millennial nurses. If their personal values don't align with the organizational values, they won't stay. They will not stay. This is the generation that has a different debt portfolio than baby boomers. They're more mobile and transient and willing to move and relocate and do different things. So it's important to understand, once you get these nurses in the door, how to lead them effectively.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with millennial nurse expert Dr. Kim about cracking the code on millennial nurses, recruitment, retention, and leadership. Dr. Kim, let's just get right down to the nitty-gritty, okay? What do you think millennial nurses really want? Now, let me recap here for the people just tuning in. A millennial nurse are people who were born between 1978 and 2002. They have a different mindset than us baby boomers. So tell us, Dr. Kim, what do millennial nurses really want?
Well, everyone seems to assume that millennial nurses are spoiled and, you know, they're from that generation where everyone wants a trophy. But nothing could be farther from the truth with this generation. I think they are incredible at pushing boundaries. And that can be a good thing. Their way of thinking is so different from previous generations. As healthcare becomes more focused on technology, this generation can use technology and electronic health records with ease. They need to be seen as an asset to an organization. So when it comes to what they want, number one, they want opportunities for professional growth. And for a millennial, that does not mean being at the bedside for 25 years. It may mean anywhere from 1 to 3 years. And so the challenge falls on organizations to figure out how to continuously create promotional opportunities and opportunities for advancement with this generation. Not that they get bored, but they are able to master and acquire skills at a much faster pace because of the generation that they grew up in. The simple click of a button and you have access to information. Now, that does not mean that they're better than baby boomers. They're just different from baby boomers. They want to be respected. They want to feel like a valuable member of the healthcare team. For a long time, nursing was sort of seen as physicians' handmaidens, if you will. But with millennials, they really see themselves as professionals, and they want their professional opinions taken seriously. Another thing that they want is they want opportunities to make an impact on the organization. And that's important for an organization to understand, that here you have an employee or a group of employees that actually have a legacy mindset, that want to make a difference. It's important to tap into that, because that leads to higher employee engagement, that'll lead to retention, and that, of course, will help any organization to advance its mission.
So in other words, the millennial nurses really want what a lot of the baby boomer nurses never got.
Yes. Yes. That
okay.
is perfect.
Okay. All right. All right. So why should the patients care about millennial nurses?
Because they are the future of nursing. A lot of the baby boomers are at or approaching retirement age. And as healthcare becomes more complex, we have a greater prevalence of chronic conditions, and people need care. Patients can be a huge advocate for encouraging organizations to learn how to work with millennial nurses, because that's who will be taking care of them in the future.
How can they be an advocate?
Really, just if they happen to have a young nurse or a millennial nurse when they receive care, go ahead and you know, we always do patient satisfaction surveys. Any organization worth their salt will do a patient satisfaction survey. If you had a wonderful experience with a millennial nurse, say that. Put that in your your satisfaction survey. Sometimes I'll also hear where patients will make comments about a nurse being younger and say, well, are you really sure you can take care of me? Or something to the effect of, oh, I have socks older than you, or something like that. Stop doing that. Recognize that the nurse taking care of you is a professional, regardless of the fact that they may look younger than you. Do not dismiss their youth at all. Do not.
Well, you know something, I remember hearing something years ago, and I guess this can apply to millennial nurses now, but I remember hearing somebody say, you know you're getting old when your doctor looks like your son. Okay, so I guess it's the same way with millennial nurses. When they look like your son or your daughter, you know, you might just be getting a little older, you know, so... You know, Dr. Kim, leadership evolves over time. So why does leadership matter to millennial nurses?
Well, the thing about millennial nurses is this. They won't work for anyone that they don't respect. And I am a huge, 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 huge advocate of you lead how you live and you live how you lead. There are certain core values that matter to millennial nurses. One is integrity. The other is altruism. If as a leader you don't exhibit those two qualities, chances are you're not going to have a very good retention rate with millennial nurses. Let me put to rest, they have a huge myth going on in the healthcare industry that, oh, the millennials don't want to work. This past summer, I had an opportunity to interview millennial nurses all over the country and sort of just ask them, you know, why are you staying at the bedside? Why aren't you staying at the bedside? Some even left the profession altogether. The one thing I saw was not a single millennial nurse that I interviewed was afraid of hard work. No one gets into nursing for the glamour. It is extremely hard work, and you are often underappreciated on the healthcare team. It just so happens that we are in Nurses Week now and celebrating nurses. But my thing is, we need to be celebrated every week because we play such a vital role in healthcare. But with millennial nurses, leadership, what they need to understand is they want to be respected. They want to be counted. If you are someone that promotes a toxic culture or a highly competitive culture or even allows bullying to take place, this is the generation that grew up at the height of anti-bullying campaigns. This is the generation that saw friends committing suicide because of bullying. They're not going to stand for it. So I would say millennial nurses are a little less tolerant of negative behavior than the baby boomer generation was. So they want leadership that advocates for positive work environments, professional growth and opportunities, and fairness. That matters to them.
Oh, right. Well, everybody seems to be trying to figure out the millennials, and I think you're doing a great job trying to help the leadership understand millennials a lot better. So what exactly, I guess you may want to summarize everything we talked about today. What can leadership do to crack the code on millennial nurses?
Number one, and this is, you know, this is my thing. Number one, stop treating them as other. Because they have different professional goals and different outlooks on life, that does not make them worse than baby boomers. I cringe whenever I hear anyone refer to a millennial nurse as a baby nurse. Stop. It's demeaning. It's disrespectful. And at the end of the day, it's unprofessional. Talk to them. Ask them what matters. Don't assume that what you've always done is applicable and wanted by millennial nurses. Ask them. Hold focus groups. Have a conversation with them. Pay attention to what they're doing when they're sitting on breaks. Look at who they're connecting with. Just try to, you know, I think a lot of leadership, because they tend to be older, are under the impression of, well, I have children that are millennials, and they're like my children. In the workplace setting, they're not your children. They are professionals who just happen to be younger than you, and you need to treat them as such.
All right. Well, Dr. Kim, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, there are a couple ways. They can go to my website at www.thenightingalefirm.com and shoot me an email and connect with me there. Fill out one of my contact forms. They can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kim Tweets. I also have Facebook where they can find the Nightingale Firm. And if they want to see me live, I will actually be leading workshops in North Carolina this summer. And if you want to sign up for more information on those leadership workshops, you can go to www.projectnightingale.com. I'm partnering with a wonderful organization out of North Carolina, and I would love to meet the listeners in person.
All right. And Dr. Kim, tell our listeners, what do you love about People You Need to Know magazine?
What don't I love about People You Need to Know magazine? It's a great community of nursing professionals and nursing leaders. And, there's no competition. We're all about helping each other. And so I'm very happy to be a part of this family.
All right. Do you have a phone number you'd like to give out today?
Yes. If anyone wants to call me, they can contact me at 1-800-775-8524. Once again, that number is 1-800-775-8524.
And let's have the people out there who might be the slow riders like me, tell them how they can connect with you one more time so they can maybe catch it all this time.
Okay. So you can connect via my website at www.thenightingalefirm.com. Go ahead and fill out. There's a section for Contact Us. Go ahead and fill out one of those forms, and someone from our team will get in touch with you. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Dr. Kim Tweets. You can, if you want to see me live, I will be in North Carolina in July, and they can go to www.projectnightingale.com and fill out the forms to get the alert for registration. I'll actually be leading 3 leadership workshops in North Carolina in July. And last but not least, they can always call me at 1-800-775-8524.
All right. Dr. Kim, founder and CEO of the Nightingale Firm, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure, Sparkplug.
All right. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women in business. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference meeting or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another banner job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners and professionals, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.